xAI launched something called Grokbot this week, a consumer-facing AI agent. You install it, connect your accounts, and start asking it to do things. Virtual computers, multi-agent coordination, workflow learning, all wrapped in a chat interface. Here's what struck me though. Two independent sources, Latent Space and the AI Daily Brief, looked at it and reached for the same insight from different angles. The AI Daily Brief put it bluntly. Mass agent adoption was never a capability problem. It was a packaging problem. Nothing in Grokbot is net new, but all of it is wrapped in a chat interface simple enough that you just install it, connect your accounts, and start asking. That stopped me, because if that's true, if the capability has been there all along and the bottleneck was making it usable, then the entire agent competitive landscape just reframed. The winner won't be whoever has the best agent. It'll be whoever reduces the activation energy low enough that normal people actually use it. That's the signal I can't shake this week. And it's not just Grokbot. It's a pattern that showed up across 5 days and multiple sources. A shift in where the value actually accrues. This is Week Signal, Episode 4. Let's get into it. Same day as the Grokbot launch, Sundar Pichai announced the Gemini app has crossed 1 billion monthly users. Google's fastest growing product ever, its 14th to reach a billion. The Verge confirmed this is the app specifically, not Gemini baked into Search or YouTube. And the detail that leapt out, 63% of users engage by voice, 150 million images generated per day. Now, here's the kicker, the AI Daily Brief's commentary. Google doesn't have a model in the top 10 right now, suggesting that what wins consumer markets isn't the product, it's distribution. A billion people are using AI through a model that isn't in the top 10. They're using it because it's there, installed on their Android, sitting in their Chrome browser, one tap away. And a lot of them, as AIDB noted, have no idea what they're missing. Their entire AI experience is at least 6 months behind the frontier.
This connects to Grokbot in a way that should make you sit up. Both point at the same meta pattern. The axis of competition is shifting from who has the best model to who has the distribution? If the consumer AI market is being locked up by Google's install base before the model race even settles, then the frontier model competition becomes a B2B fight over a much smaller pie. You can build the best model in the world and still lose the consumer market to someone with a billion user install base and a 6 month behind model. And that voice number, 63%. If voice is the primary interface for a billion AI users, the chatbot paradigm may already be obsolete for the mass market. Type, read, type. That's not how a billion people are using AI. They're talking to it. Wednesday, Latent Space flagged a paper that made me go back and reread it twice. Researchers demonstrated a vulnerability across every frontier AI company's API that lets you extract the encrypted, hidden reasoning traces, the chain of thought that labs like OpenAI and Anthropic deliberately obscure to stop competitors copying their models. The technique is elegant in a slightly alarming way. You take the signed, encrypted reasoning blocks that come back in API responses, feed them into a weaker model from the same provider, say, Claude's reasoning into Haiku 4.5, and ask it to transcribe what it sees. The recovered token counts match the build thinking tokens one to one. It works. And then the security angle, which is arguably bigger. The researchers scanned about 7,000 public traces, people who'd shared their Claude Code or Codex sessions online, assuming the encrypted reasoning blobs were opaque. They're not. They found 62 unique API keys, 33 email addresses, 33 passwords, and other sensitive data, 64 of which appeared exclusively inside the reasoning blocks and nowhere in the visible session. People have been leaking credentials through reasoning traces they never saw and never consented to exposing. Here's why this matters for the distribution thesis. Frontier labs sell reasoning as the premium feature that justifies their pricing tier. Our model thinks, theirs just predicts. If the thinking can be stolen and ported to open models, that moat collapses through extraction, not replication. The capability gap between frontier and open isn't just narrowing from below, open weights catching up by training harder, as we saw with Muse Glimmer fitting on a consumer RTX 3090 this week. It's also being compressed from the side. The frontier's own reasoning leaking out through a vulnerability in the API architecture. Two directions, same gap. The capability that distribution gatekeepers are sitting on top of is getting commoditized whether they like it or not. Let me pull back to the financial frame, because this is where episode 3's air pocket lands in episode 4. Last episode, I opened with Google DeepMind's chief strategy officer saying the quiet part out loud, that current AI revenues don't sustain the capital expenditures we're making so far. An air pocket, the gap between spend and earn, where funding could lose lift. This week, the air pocket got a name. Azeem Azar at Exponential View called it a CapEx logjam. Infrastructure bought now, with the bill for whether it was worth it coming later. Bought now, build later. The diagnosis is specific. The value is there, but the flow is blocked. The CapEx will convert to revenue eventually, maybe, but the timing is uncertain and the carrying cost is enormous. But here's what made me pause. While the AI infrastructure logjam persists, every other tech sector hit its profitability inflection this week. Chai Discovery, the bio AI company, closed 4 deals with pharma companies this summer. Pharma is now paying for AI tools, not just being curious about them. Optiva, the proprietary trading firm that spent 15 years obsessing over nanosecond latency, said latency is now the floor, and AI models are the differentiator. And the streaming wars ended. Disney hit 13% margins, Paramount 15%, Warner Brothers nearly 17%. The growth at all costs era is over across the board. Every sector except one has crossed from grow first, monetize later, to show me the money. AI infrastructure is the outlier. The biggest CapEx bet in history, revenue still trailing, finance through debt that's starting to show stress. $385 billion in data center debt issued this year. Google needing above-market concessions to place $25 billion. SoftBank borrowing against its OpenAI stake at 7.88%. And Thursday, a signal that tied the human side to the financial side. Charity Majors, CTO of Honeycomb, not an AI cheerleader, a measured, evidence-based engineering leader, said in a Pragmatic Engineer interview, "In 2025, it was rational to be skeptical about AI. In 2026, it's not anymore." When the people who were right to be skeptical start saying skepticism is no longer rational, the J-curve dip is behind us. The practitioner consensus flipped in summer 2026. The revenue hasn't caught up yet, but the belief has. Let me look back, because this is where the weekly format earns its keep. Episode 1, 3 weeks ago, the open-closed gap is closing from 3 directions. Open weights chasing current generation models, not last generation. The lag measured in months, not years. Episode 2, accelerate the economics, decelerate the capability. The cost of frontier intelligence dropped 13-fold in 4 months. The mechanism, distillation, means the moment a lab ships a frontier model, it begins depreciating. Competitors copy it. The lab's own cheaper tiers copy it. The moat leaks. And the same week, 5 labs asked the government to slow them down. 2 curves moving in opposite directions. Episode 3, the air pocket. A frontier lab executive admitted the maths doesn't close. The biggest scientific bet in civilization's history, and the revenue doesn't sustain the spend. The air pocket, the gap where funding could lose lift. And now, episode 4. The through line is becoming clear. If capability is commoditizing, and it is, from below through open weights, from the side through reasoning trace extraction, from above through cost collapse, then the question shifts. It's no longer who has the best model, it's who controls the channel. That's what this week was about. Grokbot said the bottleneck was packaging, not capability. Gemini's billion users said distribution beats the frontier. The reasoning trace theft said the capability moat is eroding. And the CapEx logjam said the biggest bet in history is still waiting for revenue, while every other sector has already crossed to profitability. 3 episodes, 1 arc, the cost collapses, the economics don't close, and the value migrates from the model to the channel. Distribution eats the frontier. So what does this mean for you, trying to take control? If the winning axis is distribution, not capability, then the AI you get through Google's app, through the distribution gatekeeper, is not the AI that's possible. It's the AI that's convenient. 1 billion people are using a model 6 months behind the frontier because it's one tap away. That's not a capability gap. It's a distribution gap. And the gap is being maintained by the companies that own the channels, not by the limits of the technology. The way to take control is to understand the difference. The open weights models arriving on consumer GPUs, Muse Glimmer on a single RTX 3090, aren't frontier tier, but they're the class of capability that mattered 2 years ago, running locally, with no gatekeeper. The reasoning traces that frontier labs are trying to encrypt are being extracted and ported to open models. The capability is leaking out of the walled gardens, whether the walls hold or not. The question isn't whether AI is powerful enough to matter. It's whether you access it through someone else's channel, on their terms, at their pace, 6 months behind what's possible, or whether you build your own path to it. The companies winning the consumer market aren't winning because their AI is best. They're winning because they own the front door. Technology as a public good means the capability should be accessible, and increasingly, it is. The open weights movement is making frontier tier capability downloadable. The cost collapse is making it cheap. What's not public is the distribution layer. That's being locked up. Taking back control means knowing the difference between the AI you're given and the AI that exists. And in summer 2026, that gap is wider than it's ever been. This is Weak Signal. I'll see you next week.